Technical issues. And there goes the full-time whistle. Declan, so before we look at how things are going in the other matches, because there are some late goals to report and to talk about as well, let's talk about this one first of all, as the fans race onto the pitch down in front of us here. And well, listen, I know that we've been to a few GA matches recently where the appeal has gone up from the PA system to, for the crowd to stay off the pitch, but the Finn Harps supporters are out there, Declan. They're celebrating success tonight because their team have delivered the goods. They've delivered the 3 points they needed, and it's survival in the Premier Division again.
And that's what it's all about, you know, and the performances this season have been excellent, and they've given themselves that opportunity by going away last week and getting a draw down in St. Pat's, and now the opportunity tonight came, and you know, it's about getting 3 points. They were ahead of Longford, obviously, and they knew 3 points tonight would mean survival. And to be fair, they've been professional from the off. Really, really good start. Good intensity, really professional job, and scored wonderful goals tonight as well. And they got obviously a deflection as well, Carol Sullivan. But man, we had Ryan Connolly scoring the 30s. Walsh Seymour heading one into the net after Brian McNamee had a shot from outside the box, took a deflection, and Walsh Seymour was there and nodded into an empty net. Ryan Connolly scored an absolute wonder goal just on about 32 minutes. It was 2-0 at half time, very professional. And we mentioned it, German, about going out the second half and just do the same as he did in the first half, being professional and mirror the same sort of performance, and did that with Carol Sullivan scoring with got a bit of deflection from O'Driscoll from Longford, and the ball kind of looped over Tracy in the Longford net, and no chance of that one. That was on the 48th minute. Tony scored another excellent goal into the box, returned the man, took a touch to the right hand side and finishes to the far side. Just typical Tundy, and nothing seemed to be on, and he just went and returned and scored with an excellent goal. And then Luke Rodden scored in the 90th minute. He just came on a substitute with 2 minutes. It came on the 88th minute, got an opportunity and scored his first professional goal, and probably the first of many for a very promising young player, and we wish him all the best. But it's all about staying in the Premier League, and they've done that tonight with an excellent performance.
Comprehensive, convincing Harps, 5-0 winners against Longford Town, and the fans are out on the pitch in front of us. Great scenes here in Balbuffet. We mentioned the fact that we had no supporters here for so much of the season, but they're here tonight in their numbers, and they got behind their team, and they've witnessed another excellent home performance from Ollie Horgan's side. So Harps have won. Waterford and St. Pat's played out a scoreless draw, Declan. So Harps finish a couple of points clear of Waterford in 8th place, and they actually finish level on points with Drogheda because they've lost against Shamrock Rovers, who scored a late winner through Graham Burke. So Shamrock Rovers won that one by 2-1. Let's look at the other two games then. Derry City have won away to Dundalk by 2-1, and they're still playing at the showgrounds in Sligo, where Georgie Kelly did equalise for Bowes, but it remains one apiece in that one.
Yeah, a big result for Derry. That remains one each up in the showgrounds. It gives them an opportunity to get into Europe, and obviously they'll be looking for St. Pat's, who play Bowes, I think it's next week, is it? I'm up in Viva Stadium for the FAI Cup final, and if St. Pat's can overcome Bowes and the results stay the same, that means that Derry will squeeze back into to that fourth position in the European spot, which would be an unbelievable achievement considering where they came from earlier in the season, which remarkable. Yeah, and I think UCD have beaten Bray, or we're 2-0 up against Bray, so it looks like it's UCD who are playing Bray in the playoff in a one match game, and that'll be, looks like that's going to be in Richmond Park as well, by all accounts. So that's on next week as well, I think, so it's an interesting time. But yeah, listen, it's all about tonight, it's all about staying in the Premier League, and a brilliant performance by the players tonight under pressure to produce the goods, and when they needed the most, 5 goals and a big massive performance that keeps them in the Premier League and keeps Premier Division football in Donegal.
Yeah, and Waterford, they'll go into that game against UCD, Declan, they'll be favourites to get a result and to maintain Premier Division status, but they'll go into that game without a win in their last 5 games in the Premier Division. They lost against Dundalk, they lost against Shamrock Rovers, they drew against Derry, remember they conceded late in that game, they drew at Longford last weekend, and now they've drawn tonight, and in contrast UCD will go into that game with their tails up.
Yeah, and that's true, and you know, UCD have obviously a young team and they're vibrant and they've loads of energy and loads of pace as well. And with the Kerrigan that obviously plays for Sligo Rovers, he's scoring a lot of goals as well up there, with Michael Gallagher from Letterkenny that plays right forward for them, Jack Keeney from Donegal and Town playing for them as well. So and they've a lot of Donegal based players, and they'll be itching to get playing in the Premier League. So it'll not be an easy game for Waterford for sure. And you know, the fact it's a neutral venue suits probably the team coming up. They have the energy, where the disappointment of Waterford of not obviously getting out of the playoffs, they have to regroup now, and they have four players suspended for the match night against St Pat's. So will they be back next week? I'm not so sure, and they have a couple of injuries as well. So it's a big week. Mark Bertram, who came in and done a wonderful job at Waterford, has a big week ahead of them to try to get them turned around, get their tails up and get ready for what's going to be a very difficult match against UCD.
Well, tonight's game marked the start of another busy weekend here on Highland Radio in terms of our sports coverage across the northwest. Jason Quigley in action tonight. We wish him all the best in that one. Clonmacnoise and St Junans fly the flag for Donegal in terms of the Ulster Club Championship. Clonmacnoise at intermediate level, St Junans then on Sunday at senior level. We wish them the best luck. There's so much happening, but tonight's match brings the curtain down on what's been a relentless season for Finn Harps in the Premier Division. A 5-0 victory tonight rounds off a brilliant night, a hugely enjoyable evening here at Finn Park, and my thanks to Declan Boyle, not just for tonight but for his assistance on co-commentary right throughout the season. We had Gavin Cullen as well, and Keith Cowan, and my thanks to Oisin Kelly, who's held things together on so many occasions. Back in studio tonight it was Kevin Fury. Thanks to Kevin, and from me, from Jeremy Doherty here at Finn Park. It's so nice to be looking down on a night of celebration here in front of us. Harps have beaten Longford Town by 5-0. They'll be playing Premier Division football next season. We look forward to that. From Finn Park, it's a very good evening.